This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Legendary actor Dharmendra, fondly known as Bollywood's He-Man, has passed away at the age of 89. He had been battling illness for a long time and his health had been steadily deteriorating. His passing marked the end of an era in Indian cinema, an artist whose charm, warmth and timeless performances in films like Sholay, Chupke Chupke and Phool Aur Patthar shaped generations of movie lovers. A true legend, Dharmendra's legacy will continue to live on through his unforgettable work and the love he inspired in millions. Dharmendra had a cinematic career spanning over 6 decades. He has worked in more than 300 films. Dharmendra holds the record for starring in the highest number of hit films in Hindi cinema. He was honoured with the Padma Bhushan in 2012. Dharmendra also served as a member of the Parliament, Lok Sabha. From the Bharatiya Janata Party, he represented Bikaner in Rajasthan from 2004 to 2009. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of veteran actor and Padma Bhushan awardee Dharmendra in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the passing of Dharmendra marks the end of an era in Indian cinema. The Prime Minister added that he was an iconic film personality, a phenomenal actor who brought charm and depth to every role he played. Mr. Modi said the manner in which he played diverse roles struck a chord with countless people. He added that the veteran actor was equally admired for his simplicity, humility and warmth. Mr. Modi also expressed his thoughts with the late actor's family, friends and innumerable fans. Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gavai. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and other dignitaries were present during the oath-taking ceremony. Justice Suryakant will have a tenure of around 15 months as the Chief Justice of India. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has rolled out a new 24/7 short helpline number 14490 to ensure quicker and more accessible support for women in distress across the country. In a statement, the Commission said the toll-free number serves as an easy-to-recall short code connected to the Commission's existing helpline, enabling women to seek assistance without any delay. The new helpline number strengthens NCW's ongoing efforts to provide immediate help to women facing violence, harassment or any form of distress. The Indian Navy today commissioned INS Mahe, the first vessel of the Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presided over the ceremony as the chief guest, marking a significant milestone in the induction of a new generation of indigenous shallow water combatants. Speaking at the event, General Upendra Dwivedi emphasized that the true strength of the armed forces lies in synergy. Built by Cochin Shipyard Limited, INS Mahe stands as a testament to the growing capabilities of the country's shipbuilding ecosystem under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Standard & Poor's global rating has projected India's economy will grow by 6.5% in the current fiscal year and 6.7% in the next financial year. It said expected tax cuts and monetary policy easing will give a boost to consumption-driven growth. India's real GDP is estimated to have expanded at 7.8% in the April to June quarter of the current fiscal, the fastest pace in 5 quarters. The Reserve Bank of India has forecast GDP growth at 6.8% for the year, higher than the 6.5% recorded in the previous fiscal year. In men's cricket, India were 197/9 in its first innings against South Africa on day 3 of the second and final test at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. India trailed by 292 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.